Later today, we get the final FOMC meeting of the year. The broad consensus is that the Fed will raise rates by 50 basis points, taking the target range to 4.25% to 4.5%. And so with the rate hike already massively priced in, market reaction will come down to the accompanying communication from the Fed around the future path of interest rates. It will be interesting to see if there is any change to the current language, which says the committee anticipates that ongoing increases in the target range will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time. Such a change would be one that leans a little more dovish in light of recent inflation data, though we think this would be premature. We also get the Fed's update of their summary of economic projections. This will be the first time we're getting this update since September, so market participants will be keying in on the dot plot to see if there are any adjustments made. And finally, it will of course be important to tune in to the post-decision presser, where the Fed chair will offer additional thoughts and insights into the outlook for monetary policy. Given where we're at heading into the event risk, we believe it's possible the market will be looking for more dovishness than it might get, and we believe the Fed will still keep with the outlook, not wanting to jump too quickly to the idea of inflation peaking while retaining an on-net hawkish view and highlighting the need to continue to pay attention to the economic data. Having said that, we believe the balance of risk is more tilted towards risk off than risk on, with any risk on reaction likely to run into selling pressure into this rally. We would also be on the lookout for a cessation of the US dollar selling and resumption of US dollar buying in the sessions ahead, as yield differentials ultimately still weigh out in favor of the buck heading into 2023. That's all for now.